This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why UnitedHealthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome back to another bonus episode of Green and White, brought to you by Argyle Life. Plymouth Argyle have announced the loan signing of central midfielder Alfie Devine from Tottenham Hotspur until the end of the season. Alfie spent the first half of the season on loan at the best club in the Potteries, I think that's fair to say, Port Vale, in what was his first senior loan spell. So to find out all about our new man, or shall I say boy, I've got a little catch up on all things Conor Grant afterwards. I'm delighted to be joined by Johnny from the Ale and the Vale podcast. How's things, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. We were just saying off air, so to speak. I'm back from the gym, so I'm a bit sweaty, so apologies. Firstly, again, another apology. Can I apologise for pulling Alfie away from yourselves? I know from personal experience just how heart-wrenching it could be to have your best talents pulled out from underneath you. But especially this season, with all four of ours, all of our summer loans have been terminated early. So we definitely know how you feel. However, we've become the bad guys in this situation by acquiring Alfie. To kick us off then, just a nice open-ended question. What can you tell us about our new man?
He's a touch of class. He's one of them sort of players where he doesn't run across the pitch, he glides. So like when he's got the ball and he's running at a player, he never looks like he's out of control. And he's a quality player, and he's played in three different positions for us pretty much since we've had him. And he's a lot better deeper in midfield and running from, I don't like it, but the new fandangled running from the sixth position, shall we say, which, back when I was a kid, it was centre midfield. But yeah, running from the six looks like where we've seen the best of him anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say that was my next question, basically. Where is he best suited? Obviously, you say that he's been deployed in that six. Obviously, a quick look online, it looks like he's also suited to an eight or a more traditional 10 as well. Just like wondering where you think his best position is. Obviously, you just said that he's been utilised in the six, but is that actually where he's best?
I'd say so, because he started pretty much in the 10 for us, and he didn't seem to be able to get up to speed with the game from there. He wasn't really our starter. We had another lad that's from the under 21s, Ollie Arblaster, on loan at the same point, and Ollie seemed to outshine Alfie at every stage. Then Ollie got injured the other week, and then for the past month, Alfie's just properly stepped up in the position where Arblaster was playing in that six, and he's not looked back. So I think he's definitely suited to that deeper role. He likes to see more of the pitch in front of him, but he is very good with the ball, and he's got a turn of pace as well. He doesn't look like it, but he's got a fair turn of pace.
Yeah, from the highlights, really, looks like a bit similar to we've got a similar player in Adam Randall who just lives on the half turn. That's how I put it. It's like, just from the small amount of highlights I've been managed to catch on Alfie, looks quite similar in that respect. Like you said, he's got that like little touch of pace. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Obviously, Mourinho and Conte, and now obviously the big name in Andy Crosby, have all given him glowing references. What makes him so special, and do you see him being able to make the step up to Championship football?
Yeah, he'll make the step up to Championship football easily. There's no There's no doubt about it. I think what makes him so special is that for a lad that looks quite little, he's really strong. So he don't get bullied off the ball. He doesn't mind getting involved in the dirty side of the game. He'll put a tackle in, and he doesn't shirk that side of it. So yeah, he's a sort of working class player that you like. He works hard. He puts everything into it, but he's got such a touch of class with the ball. And I think that'll be the thing in the Championship, because he'll get a bit more space and a bit more time on the ball. I think that's where he'll thrive.
Yeah, hopefully. He seems very well regarded. There's lots of Valiance Port Vale fans in the comment section of both our Twitter and your own. You know, seem absolutely gutted that he's gone. I thought as well, you know, those that video he did to say goodbye, which I think, you know, it's a little bit cringe, but it seems to be the norm now in player departures. But I thought he spoke really well in that. Just what sort of bloke are we getting off the field? Because he seems really well loved.
Yeah, he's always had time. That there's a vlog that one of our friends' lads do. He's always had time for him. We did a supporters club meeting where he came to and spoke, and he was a little bit shy, as you can probably imagine. Young lad being dragged from London back up north to where his roots were, and then being thrown in front of 30, 40 people in a room asking him loads of questions about his future and stuff like that. But yeah, he seems nice. He's rather quiet. You don't see a lot about him on social media and stuff like that. He just goes about his business. So yeah, he seems like he's a proper down to earth lad.
Yeah, nice. Sounds good. We've got one question here from Ryan, who just asked, "What's his free kick delivery like?" I don't know if he's taken many of those for you, but
no, he didn't really take them. He was kind of pushed down the pecking order by a couple of people, including Conor Grant. So we hadn't really seen anything from him in that area.
Yeah. And then the only other real question I've got, because I think you've covered it pretty well, nice, short and succinctly, is from VBTS, who just says, "What songs did you have for him?" We've got a very limited vocabulary, and we could probably stretch to an Alfie, Alfie, Alfie whilst pointing, but... is there anything from your repertoire that we should take?
Yeah, well, we sang Starman, David Bowie, yeah, to him. So you'd have to work out the second line, because obviously we said he plays for the Whites. So
right.
Maybe fit green and white in there. I know you're a bit gold this year, but like traditionally,
sure. Yeah. Then obviously you've already mentioned him. Absolutely love down here. I'm not sure it's going as well up there with you, but obviously before I let you go, it only feels right that we have a little catch up on all things Conor Grant. Yeah, you were saying via DMs you've not been too impressed with him so far this season.
No, he came with a fanfare from you guys, and people had said, "Oh, you've got a real good player on your hands" and stuff like that, and he's just come in and he's just a bit boring. Like as a wing back, you want a bit of excitement. Like you want either going past the lad or whipping balls in, and he just doesn't do that. And we're told that his delivery was good, his set pieces were good, and we haven't seen either. In his defence, he's coming back off a bad injury with you guys, and then he picked up a injury with us. So he hasn't really got going either for him. But he just seems a bit safe at the minute for a wing back.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand. I think that's because we had a system in which our tens would sort of float wider and create a bit more width that way, and he would not necessarily get round them, but you know, had a good enough delivery to you know, bypass that. Obviously, we moved him and Joe Edwards out, who were both centre midfielders, the quite safe traditional centre midfielders, and we converted them into wing backs. So that could be where that comes from, you know. But hopefully he turns it around. Hopefully, you know, you guys see the best of him, because he was a brilliant, maybe system player is the right way to go for us. Last but not least, then, obviously, anything you want to add on Alfie? I think I've left myself incredibly short with questions there, but I think nice short pod.
Yeah, to be fair, the only thing is look after him because he's going to be special. He will play in the Premier League one day, and enjoy it while it lasts. I know, like you said earlier, you've lost all four of your loans this season, and we've lost our two best ones as well. So enjoy it whilst it lasts.
Hopefully, you've done a good enough job with him that Tottenham send you their next talent and continue that way. Because obviously, we've got two from Tottenham now as well. But we know we had a few from Villa, and we knew what it was like to feel like they cared about your progression, but they clearly don't. So So apologies from us. I know it's not really our fault, but we know how that feels. So hopefully, you can have a good enough replacement soon as well. Because as we were talking off air. I think sentiments for Port Vale have softened an awful lot. And we're quite like you guys now. So, wishing you all the best for the season. Thanks for jumping on and joining us. Appreciate that. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Anytime.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.